Jesus Christ is the light of the world. No darkness can overcome. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness and illumine your church. Joyous light of glory of the immortal Father, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful, and you love your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The evening sacrifice. Oh. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend on us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever.
Psalm 135 is printed in your service folder.
For I know that the Lord is great,
and the Lord is above all gods.
Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and on earth,
in the seas and on the deeps.
Praise the Lord, praise the name of the Lord.
Give praise, O servants of the Lord,
who stand in the house of the Lord,
in the courts of the house of our God.
Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good.
Sing to his name, for it is pleasant.
For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself,
Israel as his own possession.
For I know that the Lord is great,
and our Lord is above all gods.
Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and on earth,
in the seas and on the deeps.
He it is who makes the clouds rise at the end of the earth,
who makes lightnings for the rain and brings forth the wind from his storehouses.
O house of Israel, bless the Lord.
O house of Aaron, bless the Lord.
O house of Levi, bless the Lord.
You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord.
Blessed be the Lord from Zion.
He who dwells in Jerusalem, praise the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. For I know that the Lord is great,
and that the Lord is above us.
Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and on earth,
in the seas and on the deeps.
Let us pray. O Lord, we praise you for your deeds in heaven above, on earth and in the deeps below. Receive our praise that we offer on earth now and in your nearer presence for eternity. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Thank you. A reading from Isaiah, the 7th chapter. In the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Ramallah, the king of Israel came up to Jerusalem to wage war against it, but could not yet mount an attack against it. And the house of David was told, Syria is in league with Ephraim. The heart of Ahaz and the heart of his people shook as the trees of the forest shake before the wind. And the Lord said to Isaiah, Go to meet Ahaz, you and Shear Jashub your son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool on the highway to the washer's field. And say to him, Be careful, be quiet, do not fear. And do not let your heart be faint because of these two smoldering stumps of firebrands, at the fierce anger of Rezin and Syria, and the son of Remaliah. Because Syria, with Ephraim and the son of Remaliah, has devised evil against you, saying, Let us go up against Judah and terrify it, and let us conquer it for ourselves, and set up the son of Tabeel as king in the midst of it. Thus says the Lord God, It shall not stand, and it shall not come to pass. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. And within 65 years, Ephraim will be shattered from being a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is the son of Remaliah. If you are not firm in faith, you will not be firm at all. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. And he said, Hear, then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted. The Lord will bring upon you and upon your people and upon your father's house such days as have not come since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, the king of Assyria. In that day, the Lord will whistle for the fly that is at the end of the streams of Egypt, and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria. And they will all come and settle in the steep ravines, and in the clefts of the rocks, and on all the thorn bushes, and on all the pastures. In that day, the Lord will shave with a razor that is hired beyond the river with the king of Assyria, the head and the hair of the feet, and it will sweep away the beard also. In that day, a man will keep alive a young cow and two sheep, and because of the abundance of milk that they give, he will eat curds, for everyone who is left in the land will eat curds and honey. In that day, every place where there used to be 1,000 vines worth 1,000 shekels of silver will become briars and thorns. With bow and arrows a man will come there, for all the land will be briars and thorns. And as for all the hills that used to be hoed with a hoe, you will not come there for fear of briars and thorns, but they will become a place where cattle are let loose and where sheep tread. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 1st chapter. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
And now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This year, in our midweek Advent evening prayer services, we have been developing the theme Angels of Advent. Previously, we considered both how Gabriel appears to Zechariah, how Gabriel comes to Mary, and tonight, we consider how an angel appears to Joseph, as narrated in tonight's first reading. While the image on tonight's service folder apparently depicts the same angel as last week's depiction of Gabriel, the divinely inspired St. Matthew does not name the angel who appears to Joseph in a dream, and so we cannot say definitively one way or the other, whether or not the angel who appeared to Joseph in a dream was Gabriel. There are other notable differences between the three accounts as well. Although the English Standard Version that we heard read translates appears in both cases, St. Luke uses a different Greek word when referring to Gabriel's appearing to Zechariah than St. Matthew uses when referring to the angel's appearing to Joseph. Likewise, Gabriel is described as sent to both Zechariah and Mary. And Gabriel further is said to have come to Mary, while the angel who appears to Joseph is said to appear in a dream. Clearly no ordinary dream, but still a seemingly lesser form of revelation. Similarly, while fear is mentioned in all three narratives, and all three people are told by their respective angel not to fear, Zechariah's fear seems to relate to his being troubled when he saw Gabriel. Mary's fear seems to relate to her being troubled, expressed by a different Greek word, at Gabriel's greeting. And Joseph's fear seems to relate to his potentially taking Mary as his wife. And while Gabriel speaks to Zechariah and Mary before their children's conception, the angel speaks to Joseph after Jesus' conception. Either through the angel who appeared to Joseph,
or through the divinely inspired St. Matthew, the Lord goes on to tell Joseph, or to say in general, that all of this took place in order to fulfill what the Lord had spoken some 700 years earlier by the prophet Isaiah about a virgin's conceiving and bearing a son who would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. In tonight's first reading, we heard the full account of that prophecy, which in some ways compares and contrasts to the angels appearing to Joseph. For example, the Lord sent the prophet Isaiah to tell Ahaz, the king of Judah, both not to be afraid of the threat posed by the kings of Syria and Israel, and to trust in the Lord for deliverance instead of in the king of Assyria, which Ahaz had already decided not to do, not to trust in the Lord, but to trust in the king of Assyria. Just as Joseph was afraid to take Mary as his wife and apparently had already decided to divorce her quietly. Also, through Isaiah, the Lord addressed Ahaz as House of David, as through the angel, the Lord addressed Joseph as Son of David, seemingly recalling for both the Lord's promises to their ancestor, including those promises about the Messiah. And the Lord's being present with both Ahaz and Joseph, though present in different ways, presented both men with a unique opportunity either to believe the Lord and do what he told them to do, or to be judged according to their unbelief and disobedience. To be sure, on account of our sinful natures and all of our actual sins, we all deserve not only to be judged for our unbelief and disobedience, but also to be sentenced to temporal death and eternal punishment. Whatever they were thinking, both Ahaz and Joseph reasoned with weak human intentions and fallible human wisdom until they were confronted by the word of God. We might think that we would like an angel of the Lord to appear to us in a dream and to tell us what to do. Maybe the angel would ease our decision-making. Or maybe the angel would tell us to do something that we do not want to do. As those who are at the same time both justified and still sinful, moved by the Holy Spirit, we must admit with St. Paul that we wretched people do not do the good that we want to do, but that the evil that we do not want to do is what we keep on doing. Like St. Paul, we ask, who will deliver us from this body of death? And again, moved by the Holy Spirit, we answer, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The sign that Ahaz impiously refused to name became for Joseph at least the sign that he could take Mary as his wife. An otherwise unknown virgin's miraculously conceiving a son had impact as deep as hell and as high as heaven. God the Father makes God the Son become flesh of the Virgin Mary by the power of God the Holy Spirit. God, who had been with his faithful people from the beginning, was now with them in the flesh of the developing baby Jesus, so named because he would save his people from their sins. As St. Peter preached, there is salvation in no one else, For there is no other name under heaven given among human beings by which we must be saved. Prophecies such as those through Isaiah were fulfilled not simply because God had made them and so had to fulfill them in order to check them off his list, but prophecies such as those through Isaiah were fulfilled because of our loving God's deep desire to save all people, including you and me. By Jesus' death on the cross, Jesus does save us who believe from our sins. We are made just or righteous through faith in him as we receive his forgiveness through the miraculous signs that he gives to us. As the Lord spoke through Isaiah to Ahaz, and as the Lord spoke through his angel to Joseph, so in a similar way, the Lord speaks through his pastors today. Even Ahaz's false claim of piety reflects some knowledge, if not a proper understanding, of God's word. So pastors read and preach God's word to groups such as this group, and they apply God's gospel to individuals with water in holy baptism, with touch in holy absolution, and with bread and wine in the Holy Supper that are the body of Christ given for us and the blood of Christ shed for us, and so give us the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. In all of these ways, the Son of God in the flesh of Jesus Emmanuel remains present with us in his church, always, to the end of the age. Ahaz apparently did not heed the Lord speaking through Isaiah, but Joseph did heed the Lord speaking through his angel. For all the mentions of Joseph's thoughts before the angel appeared to him in a dream, after the angel appeared to Joseph in the dream, we are not told what Joseph thought, but we are told simply that Joseph did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took Mary as his wife and acted as Jesus' legal guardian, for example, by naming the boy. Our fallen intents and fallen wisdom likewise should be checked by God's word. Any and all spiritual direction that we might seek and receive, no matter from whom we receive it, ultimately must be checked by God's word. Then, answering the call of tonight's additional psalm, we with his angels, as in tonight's office hymn, praise the Lord, who does whatever pleases him in heaven above, on earth, or in the deeps below. After previously considering both how Gabriel appears to Zechariah and how Gabriel comes to Mary, tonight with how an angel appears to Joseph, we have concluded this year's midweek Advent evening prayer focus on the angels of Advent. In each case, we have realized both our sin and God's forgiveness by grace for Jesus' sake. And we have appreciated God sending his messengers also to us. May we thus be prepared with repentance, prepared to celebrate our Christmas observance of our Lord's having come once in the past in order to save us, prepared in order to receive our Lord as he comes to us in his word and sacraments repeatedly in the present in order to forgive us, and prepared to be with our Lord when he comes a final time in the future in order to dwell with us in glory forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from this day all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For Matthew and John, for all pastors in Christ, for all servants of the church, and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For Donald and Greg, for all public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For the those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place. Let us pray to the
Lord.
For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the
Lord.
For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the
Lord.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the
Lord.
For all those for whom our prayers have been requested, let us pray to the
Lord.
For the faithful who have gone before us and are with Christ, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Alleluia.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord.
To you, O Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Gracious God, you send your messengers to declare to us your word about our salvation and your will for our lives. Help us faithfully receive your salvation and do what you would have us do. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us your servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Preserve you.
Please be seated a moment. We're glad that God has gathered all of us together tonight for this last of our midweek services. Thanks go to Gail for the soup and sandwiches and Ellen for salad and Kathy for cookies. Normal stuff on Sunday. Any other announcements? Yes, normal stuff on Sunday after church. Yes, we'll place the greens for the Christmas season, which will begin on Wednesday. So that's sneaking up on us.
Are we going to substitute for our service?
We are, yes. So if you've got a minute to download it and orient that'll get me a little bit, that'll be good.
What
are
you
doing?
Yeah. Since volunteered.
Yes. Volunteer?
Yeah.
Any other announcements? Look forward to hearing you all.